Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on another weekday podcast. Today, let's talk a little bit about a goal worth aiming for. In Colossians chapter 3, we're told to put off the old self in verse 9 and to put on the new self in verse 10. And it sounds like changing the way we dress, and a lot of translations describe it as clothing ourselves with the new self and putting on a new nature. I really like how that. The Message paraphrases it this way. Now you're dressed in a new wardrobe. It is effectively a whole new look. So when you look at that and you recognize people will notice the difference when we put on a new self, and much like fashion, they want or may not like it. But let's explore what that might mean to you and I as we try to track down our new self in this new year. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Now, a lot of folks see this new year as a fresh new start, and it can be. But the fact is that the only way it becomes better is that you prioritize accordingly, which means you can't look backward. You've got to look forward. Learn from what we have experienced, but press on toward what's ahead. Not only that, but what are we pressing toward? What are we leaning into? And the key here is found in Colossians chapter 3. And that is to look to Christ, not to the things of earth. You can be the greatest life planner on the planet, but if you're not pressing into the right thing and you're not directing your activity toward the right things, if you're not directing your mindset and correcting your focus on the right things, you're just going to be busier than you were a year ago. Our goal is that we might grow to become more like Christ so that all things might come together under his lordship. And you see, the true essence of being able to succeed wildly in this new year is to set our minds on the things above. Listen to Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. It's so easy to be consumed with what this world offers, good or bad, or books or conferences. Our life is where Christ is, and it is secure because of what Christ has done for us on the cross. When we are in Christ, we are putting on a new self, which is being renewed, according to Colossians 3:10, being renewed in knowledge after the image of our Creator. In Romans chapter 12, too, it says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That old self, we no longer live for what we've left behind. Whatever you've left behind in 2020, there certainly have been lessons to be learned. But in Colossians chapter 3, verse 5, it says, put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you. Sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire. It goes on a list of idolatrous things. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming, it says. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices. In other words, don't play the game. Truly put on the new self of Christ. Trust in him. Walk in him. And you say, well, Chuck, I've already messed up. I've already screwed up my plan for the year. No, you haven't. You just had one step along the way. Now you just get back into it. And the easiest way to do that is have a conversation with Christ. And to do that, listen to what Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 says. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has given you, so you must forgive. So you say, well, Chuck, how do I get back on the wagon? How do I get back on track? I'm already just a week or so into the new year. Develop a compassionate heart, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, forgiveness. And when those things happen, everything else will start falling in place because you'll start longing for the presence and the power of Christ to control every step, every decision, every moment of every day. And that, my friend, is how we're going to have a far better 2021. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.